the very distinct ball created by Opalsong. Once upon a time, there was a young country girl. Well, no, there was Elliot. Elliot is a hitter, as in he hits things and retrieves things. Also known as a retrieval specialist. And while he couldn't say he'd ever dreamed of marrying a prince or princess, well, he did grow up around horses and, you know, let's just say that it wasn't totally out of his mind marrying a prince or princess for the first while of his life. But then he did things and he felt very sullied, and before he knew it, he had met two people, and they were gorgeous and glorious and very, very competent. But still, somewhere in him, a tiny little proto-Elliot, baby Elliot, still kind of wanted to marry a prince or princess and be a prince himself, because that had been his dream once upon a very, very, very long time ago. And he loved Parker and Hardison. And yeah, he just kind of wanted to share that. He'd met princes and princesses now, and most of them were jerks. And he didn't really think, you know, that was a thing anyway. But, you know, when things are just, when you wanted them as a little kid, and you just kind of still want it. Well, Parker figured this out. She talked to Elliot and figured out why Elliot was sad one day after a particularly royal-heavy job. And she was good at talking to Elliot. And Elliot, well, he was good at opening up to her. And she told Hardison. And Hardison figured there was a pretty, pretty easy solution to this. He created a couple of very, very foolproof identities, and suddenly, well, bam! Prince Alec Hardison and Princess Parker Hardison, because, well, she needed a last name for this to work, and also, they were supposed to be married, so, yeah, it worked. Parker, you're not mad, right? And together, they did actually own quite a bit of land in this random, tiny, Eastern European section of place that wasn't quite under anybody's control, but now apparently had a monarchy and had royalty, and the royalty were in absentia and didn't really rule anything. The place had a perfectly functional government on its own. Not that Hardison wasn't getting coins with his face on it, thank you very much. But then Prince Hardison and Princess Parker went to go woo their country boy. And all of them lived happily ever after. The end. Happy holidays, Katie Hart.